Yeah, roger that. Let me think a second. Roughly, because I'm not going to be accurate. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Probably about 12 feet. 12 feet of coax. It's a pretty long coax. Quite a bit of it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure there's loss in it and everything. It's not a, you know, it's not a Bogan coax or any of them popular brands there. And I doubt if it's double shielded there either. You know, I'm pretty sure there's loss here. I never did take a field strength meter and run it along the coax to see if it's doing anything. I'm not even sure if I have a field strength meter here anyway. I borrowed my buddy's the last time I needed one. But, yeah, I'm pretty sure there's loss and everything. But like I said, you know, it's working. You know, like we were talking about your radio, you know, how cheap they are and everything. Hey, if it works, you know, why hassle it?
Oh, no, yeah, you're totally fine. It's it really only gets bad when it's the real thin stuff, and it's, you know, they give you a spool of, like, 25 feet of RG-174, and you're trying to do, you know, 467 megahertz or whatever, then you can definitely get a lot of loss there. But 12 feet, yeah, that's totally acceptable.